Thursday morning in the city of Abuja. Good morning to you and thanks for, well, keeping a date with us. The program you're about to listen to is Mental Watch. It is a program that helps you, well, check your mental health and be mentally alert. Adamma Olowa is my name, and as usual, we have in the studio today Dr. Ifedele Chukwu Uchendu. Dr. Ifedele Chukwu Uchendu is of the Center for Information and Prevention of Mental Disorders. He is also of the Peak Specialist Hospital and Diagnostic Center, Gwagwalada. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, we started this series, Mental Disorders, a while ago. We started by defining mental disorders, mental health, and then we went on to look at the signs and symptoms of mental disorders, what you should look out for, and when you see them in either yourself or anyone you know, it's time to go to hospital. And then last week, we started, a subtopic, the courses of mental disorders, and this is a special treat. We branched off into mental disorders that are commonly suffered by women because we're trying to give one for the Women's Month. Alright, well, we are here in the studio and we are about to continue with signs and symptoms of mental disorders. We've heard that there are psychological, biological and social factors that could contribute to mental disorders, and we started with the biological factors. So can you do us a little recap of the biological factors, and then we'll move on to what we have for today.
Last week we started on biological factors, and because of a little diversion to disorders peculiar to women, we are not able to round up the biological factors and the all the causes or the factors that influences mental illness in human beings. And that day we actually started by talking more on hereditary genetic factors, and we went in to talk about the infectious diseases that can could occur when a woman is pregnant and during delivery, after delivery. But today we want to mention there are many other biological causes of mental illness. And as I said, one of the reasons for this enlightenment is to let people understand, because there are a lot of misconceptions about what actually causes mental illness. Now, other biological factors we are going to look into this morning. One is trauma to the brain. Two, we can talk about substance abuse, the use of drugs, India hemp, cocaine, heroin, cigarette, alcohol, solutions, and other, substances that the youths use nowadays. Then we talk about also some medical conditions that could lead to mental disorders or illnesses. Then vitamin deficiencies and hormonal changes. These hormonal changes could be from in a gland called thyroid gland, pituitary gland, hypothalamus. Okay, these are glands within the body that when there are changes, either hyper or low in these hormones, could lead to mental disorders. Also in women, some of the hormones that influences their menstrual cycle, and that is why you find that also that some women during their menses, the mood changes. Some might be before, some might be after. So these are some of the biological factors that could lead to mental illness or disorders. And taking them one after the other, let's just start about trauma.
Okay, before you start taking them one after the other, Doc, I would like to let you know, the listener, this program is audience participatory. So, well, when we open the phone lines, if you have any questions for the doctor on today's topic or any of the previous topics we've talked about, you can call the number 09-291-7388. That is 09-291-7388. If you think you'd best express yourself in an SMS, then you can type your SMS, that is a text message, and send your text message to 0817-202-3250. That is 0817-202-3250. All SMSs go to that line. All calls comes to 0929173888. All right, Doctor, let's take them one after the other.
Yeah. So, I want to start with probably, let me start with the trauma, which is kind of one of the, I mean, is straightforward. That usually when somebody have, people have a brain injury during maybe accident of any sort, whether road accident, domestic accident, or whatever, you know, trauma to the brain can lead to behavioral changes, can lead to mood changes. And some of these, we can say that, yeah, the person is having what we call organic mood disorder. Then we talk about the substances. You know, I believe maybe in the episodes to come, we're going to really give one or two episodes on discussing on this substance, because this is one of the things that's wrecking the lives of a lot of our youths. Use of Indian hemp, alcohol, cigarettes, cannabis that they call Igbo, you know, heroin, cocaine. Now there are other ones. There are other ones that, you know, youths engage themselves, Rafinol, and even some legal medications, some legal medication that normally doctors use to manage patients, and you see, you know, people abusing them. So drug abuse is one of the biological causes or a factor that could lead to mental disorders.
Okay, doctor, let me take that, you know, before you continue. You said normal medication that doctors could use in treating patients.
Yes.
And when they're abused.
Yes.
Now, these ones that can be abused, should they be readily or easily gotten over the counter?
Well,
is the problem with the person buying or with the person who sells to the person?
Well, I think the problem, both have their own, you know, one, because let me give an example, like something like Benylin codeine. You know, because of the codeine content.
Yeah.
Codeine is an opiate. It's one of the moderate or mild opiate, because it's actually used, it's an analgesic. I now see people abusing it. Years back, Benylin codeine just about 100 naira, 150.
Yeah, but now, my point is, since it has something that could harm people, I think whoever is selling it should ask for a prescription before they sell it to people.
Some that have conscience, especially some pharmacies, will not sell. But there are a lot of chemists, you know, probably who are not licensed, and they sell it as far as all they after is their money, you know. And I'm believing that Benylin codeine is one of the OTC medications, out of the counter, you know.
Okay.
But now, I think with the National Assembly is trying to, you know, through the probably NAFDAC, trying to encourage them, and NDLA, yes, NDLA, trying to encourage them to make it a law that you can only sell or give out Benylin codeine of any of these syrups that contain some of these opiates only when it has been prescribed by a medical doctor. Okay?
Okay, we'll move on.
Yes. Then what I talk about hormonal changes, you know, hormonal changes, we talk about things like, hyperthyroidism, even hypothyroidism, you know, some of these things have been found to actually elicit or cause one of the other, mental health challenges. We also have problems, you know, people who have kidney failures, who have renal failures, you know, they exhibit some behavioral problems, you know, that psychiatrists are being called in to help in managing them. So what we are trying to say that there are a lot of things, evidence, you know, we can, you know, scientifically, that have been proven to lead to mental illness.
Okay, doctor, you just said some people who have renal failures, kidney failures,
yes,
are prone to could be at risk of getting mental disorders.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, yes.
But
like,
my point, anybody could get kidney disorder, failure. Yeah. Anybody could get. So are you saying that everyone is at risk of getting mental disorders?
Yes, no, what we're trying to say is that, like, for example, there are medical conditions. Okay? If somebody now has something like thyrotoxicosis or elevated thyroxine in his or her blood, that medical condition can manifest by changes in her mood, by changes in her his behavior, or, and you know, the attitude, everything about him. You might see him getting easily angry, getting hyperactive. So what we are trying to let the people understand that there are you know, medical conditions that will just manifest. You know, the first way to find out, okay, let me, there's a man that came to me and have been to a lot of people. He's always very fearful, very, he can't even drive his car. He's always very fearful. He can't sleep well at night. And probably sometimes, in short, you find that he cannot even put on his air, you know, his air conditioning in his car. He cannot withstand anywhere there's a little bit cold. Hmm. And his mood is always dull, sad. And he had been to several places, and they were not, you know, at the end of the day, somebody said, okay, go and see a psychiatrist. And when he came, I looked at him, I said, okay, sir, please, what you need to do, do this test for me. I want to know your thyroid profile. And he went and did his thyroid thyroid function test. You know, the T3 and T4 were very, very low. Hmm. You know, I know we started him on, you know, we started him on the medication. He picked up. He became bright again. The depression just lifted up. Okay? So what we're trying to let us know is that there are medical conditions also. So that people will not just assume that, yes, immediately you see a young man behaving one way or the other, you assume it is one witch or one wizard somewhere or something of that nature that is leading to that. Okay, or there's one demonic force or whatever. Well, these things probably, yes, they exist, but there are scientific basis to say that mental illness have things that, you know, lead to them, and when these things are corrected, okay, some people also having seizure disorders, epilepsy, could also lead, continuous epilepsy that have not been managed very well could lead to, you know, there are interactions, you know, interface between seizure problems and mental illness.
All right. So, well, I'd like you to know, if you've just tuned in, the program is Mental Watch on Capital FM 92.9, and it is audience participatory. We are set to receive your calls for today. So if you'd like to ask Dr. Uchendu any questions, you can call the number 09291-7388. That is 09291-7388. If you'd like to send an SMS, that is a text message, you can send it to the number 0817-202-3250. SMS to 0817-202-3250. Hello. Good morning to you. What's your name, please?
I'm Monday, calling from Tushan.
All right, Monday, welcome on board. What's your question?
I want to ask this medication that you do and you. I don't know you need to treat patients. How come? I'm asking the doctor you need to treat patients in that
Okay. He said the medication you talked about. How can doctor use it to treat cough without, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Austin calling from
Florida. Welcome on board, Austin. Oh, okay, we lost that call. But in case you have questions for Dr. Uchendu, you can call the number 09291-7388. Hello. Good morning. Please move away from your radio set. Thank you. What's your name, please? Okay, turn down the volume of your radio set, please.
Okay,
I'm done. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I'm sure he would answer that.
Yes.
And an SMS has just come in. You heard what she said? She said someone calls and okay.
Yes, when somebody calls and there is blood, I think, that's what we call hemoptysis. Will someone be thinking about probably the person have to go and do a test to ensure that he doesn't have a tuberculosis.
Okay, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Daniel,
welcome on board.
I'm calling from the central.
Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
I want to ask a doctor his address. There are some certain things that I want to discuss with you one-on-one.
Okay.
I would like to know how to get across to him.
Okay. Towards the end of this program, I'll call out his personal number.
Yes.
Okay, he's going to answer that. Thank you. He said if someone is not sleeping at night. So let's take a couple of SMSs before you answer them all together. This one says, I used to be a brilliant student, but now I have the challenge of forgetfulness, partial hearing and seeing, slow in reasoning and writing, poor understanding. And the person is saying, what is the cause? This is one. Another SMS says, sir, I need to know what medication I should take so I can think positively, because I always think negatively. Please help me. Okay, I think we should take a break from the phones and the SMSs now so you can attend to...
Yes.
You know, the
let me answer the first person that called that if the medication that doctors use in treating cough and people are getting that, well, that's not the only medication. I just mentioned one. Well, what we advise is that take these medications only on advice of a medical doctor.
Okay,
and these are not the medication that you should always constantly just go to pharmacy and buy
and say give me.
Okay, then the person that talked on, yes, poor sleep.
Yes.
Okay, in poor sleep, yes, there are many causes of poor sleep. Okay, when there is a change in the pattern of, or distortion in pattern of sleep of any person, there is a need for him to see a neuropsychiatrist. It's not just for him to go to chemist or pharmacy and say, please, can I have Valium there, can I have this or that. Okay, and some people might even go on to the extent of drinking alcohol
to sleep,
so that to be able to sleep. Alcohol is an antidepressant. You know, and unfortunately, nearly that habit starts, it might lead that person to dependent on alcohol. Yep. And we know that when you become dependent on alcohol, it has its own consequences.
Okay.
Then, the one that said that, yes, he's slow in thinking, writing, and yes, there's a need for him to. It's not just to say, okay, this is the cause. There are many things that could lead to that. Okay? It might even be that he had just one hormone, a deficiency in the hormone. Okay, that's probably because I made mention that a deficiency in the hormone that could lead to that. So when he comes, we'll just send him for a test. We do a test for him, and if this hormone is now, there is probably a change, then we might need to be on supplementary, you know, we not have to place him, you know, on this hormone, and he find out that's all that he will need.
Wow.
And everything about him comes up.
Wow.
The person that say yes is thinking negative and all that, yes, you need to also, you know, because the basic truth is that, you know, before we make a diagnosis of mental illness, it's a constellation of symptoms. Okay, when the person come, we'll be able to know, and then know which medication that will be able to take care of whatever symptoms or illness he's suffering from.
All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Doctor. Well, the program is still Mental Watch on 92.9 Capital FM. And Dr. Uchendu of the Center for Information and Prevention of Mental Disorders is our guest in the studio. Well, he is also of Peak Specialist Hospital and Diagnostic Center, Wogolada. If you'd like to talk to Doctor one-on-one, that is after the program, you can reach him on the number 0805-516-0860. That is 0805-516-0860. If you'd like to ask questions while the program is on, you can send your SMS to 0817-202-3250. All right, Doctor, we're talking about biological causes of mental disorders, and there's still some more.
Okay. I'm talking about biological, you know, causes of mental disorders. I made mention of also vitamin deficiencies.
Vitamin deficiencies?
Yes.
Wow.
Vitamin deficiencies. And this, because there are certain vitamins, especially the B family, what we call about vitamin B complex, we have thiamine. And there are certain things we also use, especially those who abuse alcohol much, they end up being having a deficiency in some of these vitamins. And one of them is what we call vitamin B1, the thiamine. Okay? When somebody abuses alcohol so much, maybe on daily basis and beyond, what is the limit for his sex and age? You know, this deficiency might, especially if he's not even eating well, because alcohol abuse, most times, most of them don't actually feed well, don't actually take, you know, balanced diet.
Well, so, apart from those who take alcohol, some children don't like eating.
Eating, yes.
So,
well, yes.
Are you saying that mothers should force their kids to eat all the time? And then those who work so hard and, you know, don't have the time to eat, they should make sure they swallow some B complex, something?
The basis is that no matter how hard you work,
you should always eat.
You should always eat.
Hmm.
No matter how hard you work, you should always eat. You also make sure you have enough rest. I believe in your, you know, as we go on, we'll devote a time to talk on management of stress and ability, you know, for you to be able to know how to manage your time and be able also to take good care of yourself. Because the basic truth is that you are eating, sleeping, taking good rest, exercise. All these things helps your mental well-being. Okay? And there is a need for us to ensure, because even as you are growing, one is getting older in age, there's a need also to make sure you not just base your vitamin or trace elements intake on the food you eat. There's a need to complement with some of these vitamins.
Okay.
You know? Because with time, especially, yes, this is also very, very important for pregnant women. There's a need, because whenever a woman is pregnant, you should just stop thinking just about yourself. What you want to make sure that you give this child that you are about to bring into the world a very good mental well-being. And what you do is making sure that all the medications, and that is why you find that if you see your gynecologist, usually they'll place you on some what we call hematinics, you know, things like vitamin B complex, folate, folic acid. These are things that help, you know, what we call, well, in layman's term, the chemical reactions to build up the cells and to build up the organs and the systems in the body.
Can I ask you this?
Okay.
Is it safe for someone to go to a pharmacy, a chemist or something, and ask for B complex and folic acid and take it as a supplement without prescription, since it's so good for the body?
Well, there are among the OTC drug that is, doesn't really need you, that you have to get a prescription from a doctor.
Can it be abused?
Well, the issue is that there's a way the body degrades them. Some like folic acid. That's why, for example, we recommend 5 milligrams per day. Even if you take 20 milligrams, the body will destroy whatever it does not want.
Okay.
There's what we call detoxification within the liver.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're rounding up. We'll take just one more point and then we'll say goodbye for today.
Okay, yes. So by next week, we'll talk more on psychological and social causes of mental illness. I didn't want to compound them now, but from what you have said, I still want to drive this point home. Why I have to put more emphasis, you know, on these biological causes is because people seem to believe that you don't know, there is nobody knows what is causing mental illness. You know, but from what you have said, you know, certain percentages, not all, could be hereditary through genetic, you know, transfer from parents or grandparents to the offspring. Then we also have talked about infection, very, very, very infection. Okay, anything that affects the brain, and this infection, I lay more emphasis, especially when at a younger age, you know, when the baby is still in utero, in the mother's womb, at that time they are bringing them out. I mean, they are being delivered. You know, if there are infections during within that period, what we call puerperal period, if there are infection that affects the brain, which can lead to jaundice, meningitis. So these are some of the things that a child might suffer early in age, could lead to some seizure disorders, meningitis, and other things, and then you find that they might come down with one sort of mental illness or the other.
Okay, thank you very much. It's always interesting talking with you, Dr. Uchendu. Well, next week we will be back here on the program Mental Watch on 92.9 FM. Don't forget, Dr. Ifeduli Chukwu Uchendu can be reached on the number 0805-516-0860. That is 0805-516-0860. We'll be here next week. Atama Olawa is my name. Thanks also to producer Chinyere Ebe for a wonderful job. Bye.